Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Good morning and welcome to Good News in the Morning. My name is Brent Russett, pastor of Sunnyside Wesleyan Church. And it is my pleasure to look at some of life's challenges and then bring you some good news in the morning. This program comes to you each Sunday morning, and it's sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. Or you can find us on the web by Googling Good News in the Morning. This morning, I want to talk to those of you who are facing significant challenges in your life. And I want to do that by telling you a story. It's the story of Bartimaeus. The story is found in the Bible in Mark chapter 10, verse 46. It starts out like this. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means some son of Timaeus, was sitting on the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he is calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and he came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Some of you are probably thinking, well, what does that story have to do with me in my life? Well, listen to this music, and when I come back, I'll start to unpack it for you. Here is Guy Penrod singing "The Solid Rock."
Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking. Veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground shall come with trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found. rest in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other sinking sand.
I love to read biographies. Not just any biography, but I love to read biographies of people who have done a lot of things right in their lives. Generally, I don't read biographies of people from Hollywood. Fame is not an indicator of a life well lived. My all-time favorite biographies to read are those who have of people who have journeyed far in the kingdom of God. I love to read stories of men and women of God. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but sometimes following Jesus is hard. Sometimes you have to go against the crowd and against the grain. Some people navigate this with grace, others not so much. I figure that if I can learn from other people's mistakes, that I can avoid those mistakes myself. And better yet, if I can learn from other people's wisdom, well, that's a good thing. How about you? Are you the kind of person who has to learn where all the pitfalls are by falling into the pit? Or can you watch other people fall into a pit, and are you smart enough to walk around that pit? Do you have to learn everything by trial and error yourself, or can you have the humility to learn from other people's experience and wisdom? I am hoping that you're the kind of person who can learn from others, because this morning I want to talk about the wisdom of Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus shows up in the story the week before Jesus goes to the cross. It was a morning like any other morning. Bartimaeus was sitting on the side of the road at his usual spot, doing his usual thing. He was blind and he was begging. See, there was no social safety net. There was nothing else that he could do. So he sat and said, "Alms, alms for the poor." Bartimaeus had heard rumors of Jesus. They were messianic rumors. When the Messiah came, one of the signs, according to the book of Isaiah, was that he would bring healing to the blind. But as far as Bartimaeus knew, Jesus was somewhere afar off. Have you ever been there? Life is hard. You've heard rumors of a powerful God, a God who is able to step into your situation, and yet it seems like he's always somewhere else. You're in Jericho and he's in Galilee. Sometimes God and his work seems to be so far away. Well, this particular day, Bartimaeus was sitting in his usual spot, saying his usual thing, but there was something different. The crowd noise was different. So Bartimaeus asked someone, "What's going on?" "Well, Jesus of Nazareth is in town today." When he heard this, he didn't even bother standing. He just started to yelling, "Jesus, Son of David." That, by the way, is the name of the Messiah, Son of David. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." He yelled it again. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." As far as he could tell, there was no response. So he kept on yelling, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Again, there was no response. The response, though, was from the crowd, and the Bible records that many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. Bartimaeus was calling out to Jesus. You know what we would call it if you were to call out to Jesus? We would call that prayer. Have you ever called out in prayer and it just felt like you were calling out into the dark? Have you ever called out in prayer and you wondered if you were being heard? More than that, when you pray, you experience opposition. Oh, it may not come in the form of people telling you to shut up, but opposition shows up in the form of feelings of reluctance or feeling like I should be doing something else or I don't have the time or I'm not sure this is working anyways. The reality is that the enemy of your soul is telling you to shut up. The last thing Satan and his demons want from you is you praying. The last thing they want is you calling on God to bring the power of God to bear in your situation. That is why many of you find it difficult to get down to the business of prayer. You know you should. You may even want to. You know you need to, but it's just so hard to get there. That's the enemy of your soul telling you to shut up. Bartimaeus had a choice to make. Did he listen to the crowd, or did he keep on calling out? He kept on calling out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Without that persistence, this story would not have been recorded in Scripture. Jesus would have passed him by, and he would have missed being healed. I don't know what it is about persistence in prayer, but it's taught all the way through the Scriptures. To teach the disciples to pray and never give up, Jesus told the story of the unjust judge. Persistence matters. For Bartimaeus, persistence paid off. In spite of the fact that he didn't know if he was being heard by Jesus or not, in spite of the fact that he was getting opposition from the crowd, Bartimaeus continued to yell. What would you do if you felt God close by? Here's a piece of music entitled "Let the Son of God Enfold You" from the Heart of Worship CD. Allow that to sweep over you, and then we'll look at Bartimaeus again.
Spirit and His love, let Him fill your heart and satisfy your soul. Oh, let Him have the things that hold you, and His Spirit like a dove will descend upon and make you whole. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lambs.
Mark 10:49 says, Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he is calling you." I've never found prayer or God particularly predictable. But I do know that there are times when God stops. And in those moments, it seems like we're invited right into the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I don't know what to say about this theologically. I just know that whenever you pray, God hears you. I know that when we are invited to come boldly into the throne of grace because of what Jesus has done, and that is true all the time. But I'll tell you experientially, I know that sometimes I'm praying and the heavens feel like brass and it feels like my prayers are bouncing off the ceiling. And there are other times when I know I have prayed through. It's like standing in the presence of the King. Most of the time when I pray, I know God is hearing my prayer, and it's like I know by faith that He has heard. But there are times when it's just a sweet sense of His presence. Bartimaeus enters into the presence of Jesus, and Jesus says, "What do you want me to do for you?" Now that may seem like an odd question, but Jesus seemed to ask this question to a number of people. I think sometimes when we are in the presence of God, He asks it of us. If God were to come to you right now and ask, "What do you want me to do for you?" what would you answer? I've talked to a number of people who don't have any problem praying for others, but they have a whole lot of problem praying for themselves. But Jesus comes and asks, "What do you want me to do for you?" It is right to ask for yourself. Bartimaeus got to the issue that defined him, his blindness. Now, I know a number of you have chronic stuff going on in your life. Some of you have been defined by traumas in the past. Some of you have been defined by what you were a victim to. Some of you are defined by an illness such as cancer. And when you go to God, He doesn't always take away the issue, but He always takes the definition away. But to never pray about the issues that are so core to your life, the ones that want to define you, is a mistake. Bartimaeus says, "Jesus, I want to see." Jesus said, "Go, your faith has healed you." How did Jesus know He had faith? I think He saw the faith in the persistence of the calling. Persistence in prayer matters. People, here's what I want you to know. Even when it feels like God is far away, even when it feels like you're calling out into the dark, when you are experiencing opposition, persistence in prayer matters. Keep praying. And pray about those things that define you. They don't need to define you anymore. Verse 52 says, "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he had received a sight and followed Jesus along the road. Bartimaeus receives an answer to a prayer and follows Jesus down the road. It's 34 kilometers between Jericho, where Bartimaeus was, and Bethany. The next story happens in Bethany. It's Palm Sunday. And that's the Sunday where Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a donkey, and the crowds are worshiping and praising God. And it's not unreasonable to think that Bartimaeus was in that crowd. It's interesting to note that the crowd tried to shut Bartimaeus up, and now the Pharisees were trying to get the crowd to shut up from worshiping Jesus. But worship is always a good response to who God is and what He has done. Now, we know that Jesus went into Jerusalem, then He came back out again, and He was with His disciples only. Bartimaeus must have went home. What a fantastic experience. Healed, a Palm Sunday professional. And I could stop the story right here because it's nice and neat. But I am sure that the news of next week would have reached Jericho. You know the next week. The week we call Holy Week. It's a few short days from now that Jesus would be hanging on the cross. Now, what is Bartimaeus supposed to think when he hears that Jesus is crucified? "The one who answered my prayer is even further away. The one who I felt so much joy about in the middle of the crowd has now died. And I don't get this, God. What is going on, God? Yes, I can see, but the man who gave me the sight has now left me on my own." I think one of the most disturbing things about the spiritual journey is that the mystery of after having been touched by Jesus and having experienced the joy of the Lord, and then all of a sudden, things seem so dark. You wonder if you experienced what you thought you experienced. You look back on old days and wonder, "God, where have you gone?" That is why we need to walk with Jesus all the way to the cross. There will be those times in your spiritual journey where, after having experienced the goodness of the Lord, that will cry out like Jesus did, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Have you ever been there? The old mystics used to call it the dark night of the soul. The God that you had experience has become remote and unattainable, here is what I've learned. The end of the story is not written yet. Sunday is coming. As we've tracked with Bartimaeus this morning, I can't help but think that there are some of you now who are where he was. There are some of you who have heard rumors of God, but he doesn't seem close. Keep listening. When there was a stirring in the crowd and there was the remotest chance that Jesus might hear him, Bartimaeus started to yell, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And he kept on yelling. He persisted. People, there are some of you who are at a point where you need to really persist. God will see that as faith, and he will respond. Persist in spite of your feelings, despite opposition. Keep praying. And when Jesus says, come here, deal with that issue that defines you. Let him deal with the core things that are going on. When he asks, what is it that you want me to do for you? Be ready with an answer. Some of you are at the point where you have followed Jesus to the Mount of Olives and you're worshiping with the crowd. Keep on worshiping. Keep on praising. God loves the praises of his people. There will be people who will try to hush you up. Don't listen. Just worship. And some of you will be at the point where you have had this experience with God and you remember the joy, but now God seems remote. It's Friday. And it's not the TGIF kind of Friday. It's the kind of Friday that shakes you down to your boots. You're walking into the dark night of the soul. I want you to remember, the story is not finished. It is not over. It may feel over, but it is not over. Go back to the beginning. Persist in prayer. And I want you to know that Sunday will come. I want to thank you, listeners, for your encouraging words. And keep us in your prayers. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus, I ask that wherever people find themselves this morning, that you would speak deeply into the core of their life. I ask, Lord, that you would allow them to know that you are there, and even when it feels like it's dark all around, that you would help them to persist in prayer. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, there are several ways that you can listen to our program. If you have Rogers Cable, you can find it on channel 927, 6:30 on Sunday mornings, or listening to it on this radio station. I'd also encourage you to look us up on the web, type Good News in the Morning, and in Google, and the website will pop. There's a Twitter account. You can read us on the blog as well. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Keeping this prayer on the air continues to be a work of faith. If you can help us with that, please make a check out payable to Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG1WO. May you know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart, and may the Heavenly Father surround you with his constant and abiding love. As we end our program today, I would invite you to listen to Michael W. Smith as he sings Above All.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, lay me on a stone.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of